Grant, we saw, we were talking about this morning what the Mets and the Phillies have done, you know, as far as, you know, going out and getting Trey Turner and guys like that. Is it fair to wonder if the Braves are going to do enough to stay pace with those two teams?
I think that it's natural, certainly. I mean, I've got, you know, the usual loonies that are out there on Twitter just excited that their team has signed one player, and now they're going to win the World Series because on December the 6th they gave out a $300 million contract. Well, even in the case of the Phillies, a club that went to the World Series last year, and they did the thing that clubs, you know, typically at that time of year can do and surprise baseball, and that's get hot and go on a run. And the Phillies did that last year, and credit to them. They're going out and spending, and we already knew the Mets were going to spend money. They weren't going to just watch Jacob deGrom leave and not just a plan B. They're going to have a plan like 1B. If we don't have deGrom, we got to get somebody who should be just as good, and that's what they did with Justin Verlander. But the Braves are a club that won 101 games. They're returning the majority of that club. They do have to settle shortstop. There's no two ways about that, but they have a good rotation, a very good bullpen, and they're returning the majority of the guys from that 101-win club and should have better versions of Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies because they'll be healthier. So this is a team that's not just – they're not losing ground. The Braves didn't just lose 10 games in the standings because Trey Turner signed with the Phillies or because Justin Verlander signed with the Mets. The Braves are a very good ball club, and I know people may not want to just hear that and then think, oh, well, I guess that means we're not going to do anything. I don't think that's true at all. I don't think the Braves are done. I think that they continue to do it in their methodical fashion of sizing up the market, finding the move they want to make, having the conviction in making that move, and then pulling the trigger. That's been the way Alex Anthopoulos has operated for the 5 years he's been at the helm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.